Welcome to a Sober Girls Guide podcast, a lifestyle podcast based on sobriety and recovery. I'm your host and sober girl, Jessica Jabot. Inspired by my own sobriety and wellness journey, I want to spread the wealth of knowledge. Tune in each week for uncensored conversations about mental health, self-development, wellness and spirituality, and how they influence each guest's unique recovery journey. My goal is to educate and inspire and to let you know you are not alone on your recovery journey. Thanks so much for tuning in to a Sober Girls Guide podcast. Let's go! Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 139 of a Sober Girls Guide podcast. In today's episode, I have a little story time situation. This episode is all about getting comfortable in the uncomfortable. Yeah, if you're listening right now, I'm pretty sure that sentence just made a heck of a lot of sense. And if it doesn't, keep listening because I'm about to break it down for you. So being comfortable in the uncomfortable, that is quite a saying. Essentially, what it means is being comfortable with change, which is always happening. It's always happening if you especially want to expand and progress through life, which all of us really would like to do. I think it's really important to talk about this because especially for those who maybe keep going back to things, and this could be things from relationships to substances, to anything really that isn't good for them in the long run, but can't seem to wrap their head around change because it seems too painful. That's what it kind of comes down to. It's too painful. But in reality, I have found this out the hard way. The reason we keep, resisting change is because of fear. And now people might say the fear of the unknown, but how can you fear things that you don't know? It's just fear. It's the fear of the actual known, or, the circumstances that you make up in your head. Like, for example, when I was drinking, the fear of changing to become a person who didn't drink, meant that I'm going to be alone, that I'm going to lose all my quote unquote friends that were just essentially drinking buddies, that I was going to lose those relationships. So in turn, I was going to be alone, that I would be embarrassed, that I wouldn't have maybe the strength to be as vocal or stand up for my choices or stand up for myself, stand up for what I really wanted in my life. I was afraid that I was going to be abandoned because I was different and didn't necessarily want to participate in the normal bar, grab a drink kind of situations that other people did. So I also felt like maybe a little less than that, oh, I had a problem with alcohol, so I wasn't as good, or I couldn't control myself, or I was weaker than other people. Also, failure seeps in there, a little dash of not worthy. So add that all up, of course, change is going to seem extremely negative and extremely hard and extremely painful. That's why most people kind of forgo it and are like, you know what? I'm just going to keep on keeping on. Keep on staying in this comfortable situation because the fear of, the change is too painful. It's too much for me. And I want to tell you a little bit of a story that has happened to me recently. And I've noticed with myself, of course I've been sober for 4.5 years now. But I want to touch on these tendencies that still kind of creep up. And I guess it's more of a mindset, let's say. So, getting comfortable in the uncomfortable, this has really shown up for me in two very, very clear and painful ways. We got to push through this comfort in order to really grow and expand and step into what we truly need and want in our lives. And I have to say that in these past couple months, I have definitely not been doing that. I have definitely been settling for something that is familiar. I've been kind of reaching, let's say, for the low-hanging fruit. You know, if you're picking fruit and maybe you're picking apples, I was picking the low-hanging fruit. So when you pick the low-hanging fruit, it doesn't cause you to grow. It doesn't cause you to expand. It's just there. You reach out, cool, whatever. But I definitely noticed myself settling because the alternative was scary and unnerving. And I didn't think I maybe necessarily deserved better. I definitely wasn't listening to my needs and wants at all. I was just picking that low-hanging fruit and I got bit. It came back to bite me in the ass, so to say. But, you know, this is just, it's truly a way that the universe shows you, you know what, this or something better. You know, this is not you. This is not what you truly need and deserve in your life. And the universe will work. It definitely feels like it's working against you in the beginning phases, because it's like, you know, I went through the whole, why me? Why is this happening? Why isn't it working out? But in the long run, I'm here to tell you that I've come out the other side, and I'll get into the story. I'll get into more details in a second here, but I'm definitely seeing like, oh shit, this is a major redirection. You know, I've definitely been playing small and again, reaching for that low-hanging fruit and not listening to my needs and wants at all. And just kind of caught up in the, you know, compromising and settling for what I thought I deserved. And it was just kind of low level. It wasn't getting me anywhere. It was more of a linear move as opposed to like progressing forward. You know, it was like a lateral movement, horizontal, however you want to picture it. I was basically just, I was flatlining, let's be honest. Okay. Anyways, so I have two extremely concrete examples of what I'm talking about. And this definitely, you know, pertains to, you know, anyone who is also thinking about getting sober. And, you know, when I was first getting sober, I was definitely getting little nudges here and there, like, hey, maybe you should stop drinking. Like, hey, I don't think this is cool for you. And then they eventually turned into full on like drop kick in the nuts. Like, no, drinking is not for you. This is not cool. We do not like this. Abort, abort, abort. You know, from anything from getting pregnant, and, you know, I'm also a lesbian, so that's like completely against my needs and wants. Like, yeah. To you know, getting in a car accident. Thank God I didn't get that no one got hurt or anything like that. But all these things to then end up getting it's like severe anxiety attacks where I could not physically go to work, and I quickly saw how my life was spiraling out of control because, you know, drinking was just not fitting into the equation, and the universe was just like, dude, wake up. So what turned into like these little kind of like nudges, like, hey, dude, like, don't do this, turned into full blown, like, drop kick, you know, put her in a straitjacket, like, no, please do not drink. You are killing us. Please do not do this. This is not good for your mind, body, and soul. Like, please, no, there has to be another way. So the universe is back with a vengeance, And, you know, since being sober, I am so grateful that the kind of uptick on these lessons that I'm learning are way faster. It took me about 10 years to figure out that drinking was not for me. So little space and time, just 10 years, no big deal. But now I've gotten it down to 2 days. 2 days. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So if you want to talk about being comfortable in the uncomfortable, here we go, baby. Okay, story time. So, first and foremost, the first sign that, I needed to really pay attention to my needs and wants and what the universe was going to show me with that was I was in a committed relationship. You know, we were all set to move in together. I had given my notice. Everything was moving along perfectly. I thought I was like really happy-ish, and I say ish because there were definite conditions to this relationship that I thought that I could handle. You know, I thought that, oh, I don't really need that much, or I don't really need that attention. I can like just settle. I can, you know, this I can make do, basically. So all of this is in place. I have like given my notice. I'm ready to, you know, basically pack up the old U-Haul. Insert lesbian joke here. And I was all set to like move in and start my life with this person. And I just kept getting this nagging feeling that, and I think we all know this feeling, especially as women, that we have this intuition. We know when things are off, and we try as our hardest to kind of suppress this feeling, or you know, this kind of intuitive sign that comes up. And I kept getting this feeling that I am never going to be kind of like part of a team with this person. And essentially, like, I am never going to get what I need and want. And lo and behold, the universe definitely stepped in because that night, or was it the next morning? I think it was the next morning. It completely just self-destructed, and I was completely right about my intuition. I was never really part of a team. I was just kind of, it felt, you know, kind of like an accessory. So essentially, I was never ever going to get what I need and want from this person. And, you know, it was terrifying and like horrible. And so I had to break it off. And of course, I freaked out and I was not comfortable in the uncomfortable. And I even tried to, you know, work my way back and, you know, backpedal and say, you know, that I was wrong and that I made a wrong decision. And the universe again was like, nope, put up a wall. Like, that is just not an option for you. Like, we have better. We like this is just not for you. Like, you have to let it go. And I tell you, like, that was the most painful learning experience. I guess it comes down to like to trust, right? You have to trust and let go, let God. I love that saying. I know it may be corny, but let go, let God. And you know, to truly do that is absolutely terrifying because I think, especially as women, we just love to micromanage and do everything and everything at the same time and be just in complete control, which is not realistic at all and actually really disappointing. Because you don't leave space for the magic, you don't leave space for like what could or could be. So, you know, shedding this relationship that I had really worked so hard and thought that this was going to be, I guess, the answers and, you know, everything that I hoped and dreamed it could be, to have it like come crumbling down was just devastating. It was hard to be hopeful, but I have to say, like, the universe definitely works in mysterious ways. And this was just a really incredible lesson now that I'm like, you know, I have a bird's eye view of the situation. But I was never, ever going to get what I need and want. And how miserable does that make people? Right? Like, it makes you, it just shuts down parts of yourself that need to be fulfilled. And then you're not living your true, like, authentic self. So what's the point? Then you turn into like this subconscious, like, robot who just goes through the motions. Does this sound familiar for anyone? And it's so easy to fall into this. You know, it's so easy to, you know, fall into having that glass of wine at night, or you know, just a couple drinks with friends, but you know that it's not what you want. It's not how you want to feel. It's not how you want to be as a person. So in turn, you're actually self-abandoning. You're going against what you know and want for yourself, and you're doing the opposite in order to keep that safety and security of what feels comfortable or what you're used to, which is basically just a habit that you've done over and over again, so you feel comfortable with it. It's not even that you necessarily like doing it. It's just something that you have found comfort and familiarity in. How crazy is that? Okay, so that's example number one. Boom, relationship, major committed relationship, you know, which I thought like, oh, marriage, house, kid, blah, 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 done, over. Nope. We are moving on to this or something better, and definitely going for the something better in this situation. Okay, so situation or story number two. Now, this is unbelievable. Like, this still blows my mind how this happens. Okay. So I, you know, cause I gave my notice because I was going to move in with my then partner. I still have to move. So I have been looking for, houses and apartments and, you know, all kinds of things. I come across this really unique house. I think that it is everything that I need and want. I am so excited. I, you know, bend over backwards to sign the lease and, you know, pay all this extra money and make sure that it's, you know, it's mine. And I kind of have like these, it's almost like beer goggles on. You know, it was definitely a rundown house. Needed a lot of work, like tons. Definitely felt like a little bit murdery. So that's a weird vibe. But I just charged forward, and I'm just like, I can make this better. I can make it work. I can do this. I can make it enough. I can. Like, just relentless. And, you know, a couple little roadblocks were in the way, and I just kind of like, you know, pushed by them. And then a huge, huge roadblock came up. Again, this is very similar to like my drinking story, right? You know, a couple little nudges along the way at first, like, hey, maybe you shouldn't drink. And then those nudges turned into like full-on drop kicks. and then like clothesline, headlock, like no. Hard nose. Front, like just signs from the universe, of course. So again, I got, I was ignoring myself. I was ignoring, what I deserve, what I truly need and want and deserve. And I just thought that I can make it work. I can push through this, very similar to my relationship situation. I can make it work. Because I really didn't think that I could find anything else like this. I was again afraid of like letting go, or afraid of change, or afraid of the uncomfortable. I'm not going to say the unknown. I'm not afraid of the unknown because I don't know what the unknown is. So I'm actually afraid of like the possibilities of what could happen. So I was just holding on and holding on and, working away on this place, and lo and behold, I got the drop kick. I got the sign. Turns out my quote unquote dream house was infested with cockroaches. I don't know. I think I've talked about cockroaches before because I used to live in LA, and I have an extreme, and that's very, very, being very conservative, but I have an extreme aversion to cockroaches. I feel extremely violated when I see them. I just can't. I will literally pack up. Leave. Like, it is like the surefire way to get me the heck out of anywhere. If there is a cockroach on the sidewalk or in the house, like, I am gonzo. Like, peace. Audi 2000. So I'm doing work on the house, and I see the remnants, and I know, because when I'm like afraid of something, I feel like I need to like over research it. Like, I need to know the ins and outs of every situation, like pertaining to what I am afraid of. Hello, can you say control? So I have done extensive research on cockroaches because I don't like to be surprised by them. I like to know when, where, what they smell like, what signs of them are. I really like to research that to hell. So I have done my extensive cockroach research in my day, and I knew right away when I saw the signs. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. I literally looked up into the sky, and I'm like, touche. Well played, my friend. And thank my lucky stars. This is another miracle. Like, when you finally realize, what you're worth and what your needs and wants are, and you finally like act on them, the universe conspires to help you and really like takes you in and embraces you. So, needless to say, I got all my money back from, the deposit, the rent, all of it. I was so lucky to, and I signed like a 2-year lease because, of course, Control Kathy over here just has to lock something in. So I was able to get out of all of that. What a gift. Like, who does that? Again, this is the universe being like, yo, thank you for being comfortable in the uncomfortable. We're gonna like open this doorway for you. We're gonna get you your money back, and we're gonna like continue on the road to find, something that you truly need and want, and that you don't have to bend over backwards and suffer, because you don't need to do that. You don't need to suffer. You don't need to be like indebted. You don't need to prove yourself for anything. You don't need to prove yourself for what you need and want. I think that's like the biggest lesson that I keep learning, even after 4.5 years of being in recovery. You don't have to prove yourself. Like, it's like, you know, being like one of those little monkeys with the symbols, and always like having to entertain, or always having to be busy, or always having to work hard, or, you know, bending over backwards. You really don't have to do that. Whatever is meant to be for you, you will never miss out on. You truly, truly won't. Of course, now this doesn't mean that you're not going to have to like put in some work. You can't just like sit there and meditate and you're like under a tree all day. Like, I kind of wish, but no, like you have to do the work, and you have to acknowledge and do the deep diving into what you truly need and want from your life. And in all aspects, in all areas of your life, you know, not when we do this in group coaching, you really understand and you really kind of reverse engineer like why drinking and how drinking does not fit into your life's equation. It doesn't really fit into your needs and wants. And it's really beautiful to see that, because it's like, it's just an equation. All you have to do is figure out the answers. The answers are what you need and want constantly. If you can just center in yourself and really focus on, what do I need in this moment? What do I want in this moment? What do I need out of this situation? What do I want to happen out of this situation? If you get clear on that, and, you know, disclaimer, those needs and wants are going to change as you grow and expand, which is fun. So this is also, you know, the lifelong journey. Here we are. This is why I have two stories of getting focused on your needs and wants. But once you do that, it's the kind of like rebound period is so much quicker. You don't take it personal. You are able to keep the truck moving, sister. You know, I took getting sober, it took me 10 years because I couldn't get clear on what I needed and wanted. What the heck do I need and want? I thought I needed all these other things to make me feel better, happy, prettier, funny, you know, all this superficial fulfillment. But when you get down to it, when you get down to the core of what you need and want, it can actually be quite simple. You know, we don't have to suffer. We don't have to bend over backwards and prove ourselves for our needs and wants. So if you're listening to this, and if you're scared, and maybe you are thinking of making some changes in your life, or, you know, cutting out some habits, relationships that aren't serving you, that aren't helping you to achieve your needs and wants, and you're scared, well, that's good. That's how you should feel. It's completely natural. And I want to tell you that you can do it anyways. You can do and keep these changes going when you're scared. I'm scared all the time, and I still do it. I'm still here to share about it. But, you know, I have to say that you don't have to see the whole staircase in order to take the first step. You know, think of it as like one of those spiraling staircases. You can't always see, you know, what's around the bend. But if you take that first step, you're closer to seeing what's coming up, what's happening next. But you have to take that next step. And that happens when you get really clear on what you need and what you want, and act towards those. Keep making moves, keep taking steps to what you need and what you want in your life. Because I am. And yep, getting comfortable in the uncomfortable. It is a fun journey, but I am so grateful to be, you know, sober for this journey, and also to be, you know, more aware of what is happening for us. not necessarily to us, but for us. You know, all these signs, all these directions, all these redirections that are happening in our lives, they are really happening for a reason. So if you're at a crossroads, this is a really great little saying that I heard from my friend Michelle in LA, and I think of her every time this pops into my head. But if you're thinking of, you know, making some kind of change or making some kind of decision, say to yourself, this or something better. This or something better. And I hope that will ease your mind in making a decision or a change habits, whatever choices you have to make. Because you know what? If it doesn't work out, you can always make another choice and another choice and another choice to get you back on track to what you need and what you want. So I hope those two stories helped. And so I hope those two stories helped. Thank you so much for listening. Please make sure to rate, subscribe, and leave some feedback about the podcast. We love to hear your comments and suggestions. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at A Sober Girls Guide. And don't forget to check out asobergirlsguide.com. We have you covered, from programs to downloadable workbooks to even Sober Girl swag. Yes. Fall is in the air, and we have a brand new Sober Girl crew neck, and you can write in your recovery year or your sober year. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.